This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Before we dive into our next chat, we just want to let you know that it will broadly cover topics including sexual assault. Joy has a link to a number of support networks that can be found at joy.org.au/support.
Founded in 2015, Body Safety Australia promotes childhoods free from violence where children enjoy equitable and respectful relationships. And here to tell us more about what they do and also about a new book called Teaching Consent by Jane Gilmore is CEO of Body Safety Australia, Deanne Carson. Deanne, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me, Emma Warren. Glad to be here.
Deanne, what is Body Safety Australia and what do you do?
Great question. So Body Safety Australia provides workshops for children from 3 years old through primary and secondary school. We also do workshops for parents and caregivers and professional development for teachers. And a lot of what we talk about is respectful relationships, LGBTIQA plus inclusion, sex ed, you know, and consent, obviously.
Deanne, as part of Body Safety Australia, or I guess in conjunction with, there's a new book from Jane Gilmore. Why this book and why now?
And why now? Great question. So the new book is called Teaching Consent, Real Voices from the Consent Classroom. And we thought that it was really, really important to put the stories of young people out there into the world. We work with so many young people in primary school and secondary school who have their stories about learning about consent, about disclosing sexual harm, about trying to navigate those first relationships. And their voices are so important, but it's so hard to tell their stories because, of course, they're still children or teenagers. And so we needed a really skilled craftsperson writer who could de-identify the children, bring in the universal themes, and yet leave the heart in the stories.
I love that we are teaching consent. I'm thinking of my time at school and, you know, we didn't even know necessarily what the word was. So it's really good to hear that it's being taught. How do we teach it in the classroom, particularly, you know, across different ages?
When we work with very young children, it's not about sexual consent. So it's children learning their rights. My body belongs to me. I get to choose. And also, I have to respect other people's bodies as well. So for very young children, it's about hugs and high fives. But for teenagers or pubescent children and teenagers, it's very real. You know, when you go on a date and you want to hold somebody's hand, what are the signals that they're giving you that say, yeah, I want to hold your hand too, or no, I'm not really into it, but, you know, it's kind of awkward moving my hand away or saying no, right through to, you know, navigating those spaces where there might be drugs and alcohol involved and people are having their first sexual experiences. And how to navigate those spaces safely.
We're chatting with CEO of Body Safety Australia, Deanne Carson, about teaching consent and the new book on the topic. If this chat is triggering in any way for you or you need help, you can head to joy.org.au/support for a number of different support networks. Deanne, how do teachers make consent education queer inclusive when so often the primary objective is to address sexual assaults in heterosexual relationships, for example?
Absolutely. A lot of the work being done in this space is not queer inclusive, and we have to actually be honest about that. When we take an approach that's about harm minimisation, about preventing sexual assaults, we are obviously looking at gender-based violence. And so the approach that teachers need to take is obviously about preventing sexual assaults, but also about promoting joyful relationships. And when we take that angle, promoting joyful relationships, we can then be inclusive of all of the types of relationships that young people are enacting, you know, and that includes being queer inclusive. I think for us, one of the ways that we do that in our PowerPoint slides, when I'm talking about, you know, what it's like to be in a joyful relationship with good people around you who are supporting you as friends, I'll use slides that have got stills from Heartstopper on it. And all of the queer kids know that that's coded and it's for them.
Yeah, cool.
Deanne, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the organisation Body Safety Australia and perhaps some of the positive impacts that you've had on young people with your programs?
Yeah, so we have a team of 12 educators who represent the diverse communities that we work with, which is super important. And I think every single day one of the educators will come back with a story about how a young child has opened up to them, whether that's because they've been safe to tell about something harmful that has happened to them. Or I think some of the most beautiful ones are the young teenagers who go, oh, I actually really understand my girlfriend, boyfriend, joyfriend better now. And I feel I'm much more able to have the conversations and just actually make sure that they're comfortable with where we're going or how to slow things down so that they can talk more freely. So I think those light bulb moments where young people understand power imbalances and their responsibility, you know, it's really gorgeous. It fills my heart.
Oh, absolutely. Jen, it sounds really special.
Yeah,
and so important.
So important. And thank you for sharing that with us. Thanks for chatting with us this afternoon. It's a really important conversation.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. For more info about Body Safety Australia and, of course, the new book called Teaching Consent by Jane Gilmore, you can head to bodysafetyaustralia.com.au.
And if this conversation has raised any ill feeling or you need help, please head to joy.org.au/support.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.